Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. What's going on? I feel good today. I was supposed to play, I was going to go up to Wood Forest today and play with Mark Hubbard. Did you hear the Mark Hubbard interview? I mean, people were enthralled yesterday. Had Mark Hubbard, the pro golfer, on. And Art was just beside himself. He's like, this is the most interesting stuff I've ever heard on the radio.
I figured there'd be some people who were very excited.
Yeah, and Iskalski. And, well, how about this, you soccer people? We're going to have Chris Kennedy on. We put in our bid for the World Cup in Houston.
Officially.
Yeah. Chris Kennedy made the presentation. They did a virtual thing and whatnot, and we'll talk to him about that and see, you know, what they did and how impressive it was and whatnot. If we get World Cup here,
I feel very confident that the World Cup, that some of the idea is you're going to have some qualifying game, not qualifying games, but some matches.
Yeah.
Some flat out matches.
Yeah.
And when you think about the fact that you have different stadiums that can be configured for soccer, we've got the Dynamo. Not as many people. I think the attendance.
Oh, we're not.
Maybe not as high as.
Oh no, we'll go with NRG.
Well, but yeah. you can have multiple, so you have multiple matches if need be.
Yeah, also. But they wouldn't do it at Dynamo. Not enough people. There's 22,000.
That's what I'm thinking.
No. They'd all be at NRG.
What? But Dell, aren't some of them at some sites? You want to have, you have multiple stadiums that you go.
But we don't have
the matches.
Usually, if we remember the last World Cup, now they're mostly in this country. They're mostly NFL stadiums, it was one per city.
So just one?
One.
Yeah, so you're probably, it'll be NRG will be the site here, and then other places will have one site.
And they'd stagger them where you'd have the games. Yeah, they do it at NRG. You can't do it. We don't have any other stadium that could do it.
Oh, we have lots. Any stadium could be configured.
But not enough fans.
Yeah,
not for a World Cup.
Yeah, because I assume you wanted 60,000 plus.
At least.
Yeah, because, I mean, if the World Cup was in England, like London has, in Manchester,
Wembley,
places have multiple stadiums
where they're sitting
60,000.
Might I introduce you to Rice Stadium?
There's no grass there.
Thank you.
They're not playing there. It's not.
How would the World Cup? How would the finicky writers who love to write about their, the only people who like to complain more about their accommodations than NBA players are writers at the Olympics.
I think they'd like that better than they would NRG.
Although writers at the Olympics, based on Russia, look like they had a pretty good beef.
NRG is, you're looking at the top of the guys' heads in the press box.
Yeah, but you ain't feeling it's Rice.
Yeah, and
no.
FIFA wouldn't allow it because there are qualifications for that.
No.
Yeah, just like all the other countries. It'll be like if you go to Brazil, it wasn't all in one place.
No.
It was around the country. So
and
it'll
that's
be
what
that
it'll
here.
Be, yeah.
We'll have
five or six different cities.
Probably more than that.
And Canada's get some, and they get couple of games, and Mexico gets some.
But if you went to Rice, they could give you an empty Gatorade bottle and say, this is your
P-Cup?
Yeah.
That's what you get to Rice.
Yeah, you want a large one.
And then what? And then they check it out and to see how if you've been a good teammate.
No, then you just close it in the trash.
Oh,
that way you don't have
well, who's
to
gonna
go
test
to
it to see if you've been a good teammate.
They don't have to try to get the urinals working again or the big pee trough.
Yeah.
They don't have to get the water working there.
Why wouldn't you?
I wouldn't
what's
rule
the matter?
Out Rice.
You wouldn't like pee trough. Pee trough is
because who has that except Rice
Stadium?
You ever
see the video of the guy who's going through
head first through the pee trough? <is cold. laughs> I can't forget it. It's an old video and I can't stop. I wish it were not just seared into my mind. But I think you guys are giving up on Rice Stadium as a venue for World Cup.
You should
Cup.
Hang out at 10 and ask Chris.
World-class World Cup soccer.
You should ask him. Hey, Chris, have you thought about Rice Stadium?
Have you thought about this
yeah.
yet? A lot of the seats have not been sat in for years, so they're in great shape.
They kind of are.
They probably they have are. Some of the
Dude,
old...
Dude, I sat in those for a couple of years, every game. They, your ass hurt. They are terrible.
Well, wasn't as much traveling, at least there. No. It's a drive instead of a flight. You got to save money.
Saved a lot of money.
So yeah, that's great. That's great, and I do expect Houston to have World Cup soccer. I think we are going to have World Cup soccer. I can't wait. And when I went down to Pitch. What's Brian Ching's place? Pitch not 45. What's his?
Isn't it 25? Pitch number.
Pitch 25.
Pitch 25. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I went down to whatever. Pitch 25 for the World Cup finals, it was just
stupid.
It was too packed. Yeah. I got there 2 hours early. It was already lying around the place. It was like, I can't do this. So we went over to Lucky's, which RIP Lucky's. Lucky's shut down. But went over to Lucky's, and as the place was packed out, I realized, listen, when commercial real estate keeps dropping because of the pandemic, somebody is going to go into that area over there, either Edo or wherever. Pitch 25 is that. I don't know if that's considered Edo or not. But they're going to buy up some of these places or buy up a place, and they're going to trick it out for World Cup, and it is going to have a crap ton of people in these places. Now, you got to make sure it's sustainable for more than just people packing it up for World Cup. But yeah. World Cup events, what was amazing is, who was it? It was, what? Who played in the World Cup finals? It was France versus...
See how important it is? No one knows.
Del, who was in the finals of the World Cup this last night?
Yeah.
Croatia.
Yeah, versus Croatia.
Yeah, that's a big match.
And,
well, yeah, it's a World Cup finals.
Yeah.
Oh, but, it was packed.
I don't remember.
Well, it was packed anything. To the top.
Well, I love it.
You couldn't get in. I mean, I got favorite. Into Lucky's early, and we had to stake our claim of where we were sitting and where we were going to be. That place was unbelievably packed. That whole area was just money.
But it's not only
it.
We had a Roughnecks event there. One of our first events when the guys from Fox came to town, Joe Klatt and the boys, and we had an event there. And we had the whole room, and it was actually really good. We had a bunch of Roughnecks fans there. It was awesome. But the other side was still full of people.
That's what I'm saying. It's
it's not just yeah.
Once it comes back,
that's a nice place.
Once the economy comes back, and the you are gonna, but the World Cup is going to be a very special opportunity to have events, parties when people come to town for. Okay, we're hosting, you know, let's say you get Argentina or Germany, or if you were to get something like that, do you know how much money would be paid to have special events there that are not even watch parties, that are just events? Mm-hmm. For it's going to be insane the amount of money that is going to be made and brought into this city if Houston gets World Cup matches at all. And if you get... You know, if you get the right countries, a country or two,
it's going to be fun.
It's going to be insane. So, Chris, I'm looking forward to it.
Chris Kennedy is going to join us at 10. At 8:30, you got the head of the Football Bowl Association.
Yeah, Football Bowl Association.
Nick Carparelli. Hey. Another Italian running thing.
So, this is going to be an interesting conversation with him. He comes in right in the midst of conversations about whether or not this Friday is a drop dead date for some conferences to decide if they're even going to play. In the fall, and if they go to the spring, I don't know how you have bowl games. I don't know how it happens.
They're not going to the spring. We're going to have fall season. The only ones that are going, the SWAC is going, the MEAC, I believe, the Ivy League.
The SWAC already put out there. Heather Jennings just talked about it on Mike and Mike. They have, they put out, they want to play in the fall, but they put out an actual plan for the spring.
I heard Charles McClendon last night. He said, we're going to the spring. They're going to the spring.
Oh, you just said fall.
I said spring. You're going to the spring. They're going to the spring. The MEAC's going to the spring. The Ivy's going to the spring.
No, you just
Ivy League is going to the spring.
That's why I said. That's
no,
why
he
I said,
said they're going to the spring.
I said they're going to the spring. Yes. No. Anyway, I heard him last night. Charles McClendon, Dr. Charles McClendon, who's the commissioner. He said they're going to the spring, and the other ones, the Power Five is playing in the fall. Power Five is playing in the fall.
The guys with money who can do the whole isn't this a money testing thing?
No.
Like the MEAC and the SWAC can't afford the testing.
That's exactly right.
To do it in the fall.
Yeah. I've got some information I'll get to in the next break about the NFL. So we had a big NFL meeting in about 6.5 hours of stuff that we did, and 45 minutes of it was the doctor, Alan Seals, the NFL league doctor. And he had a bunch of information that was really, really good information.
How was your eight-hour meeting? That was fun, huh?
It was awesome.
Yeah. You had a good day? It was a great day?
It was a good day. Did a lot of sitting in a chair. Not a lot different than it is when it's draft season for me. Where
We're just sitting in a chair. Are you on camera the whole time, or can you black it out and just put Lance Erlein there?
Yeah. You mute it and turn. If you turn off your camera.
Video, yeah.
I mean, theoretically, I could have just turned the camera. I'm sure there were other people who probably just and went and did something. I stayed there for the whole time. Todd Boyd was a really interesting person to listen to. I mean, Todd is brilliant, but.
I don't know who that is. Who is that?
He is a sociologist. He's a professor. You've seen him. If I pull up a picture of Dr. Todd Boyd, you've seen him. He talks on social justice issues and things like that. But he's been around forever. As soon as you see a picture of him, you'll know exactly who he is. Anyway, part of our discussion was about the NFL policies. And I can tell you after listening to this, well, let me get into it now. Because it may affect college.
Okay, well, we're up against it. Oh, we're up against a break.
Okay, well, we'll break right now. And once we come back, I'll tell you about what I heard from the league. Because I'll give you a heads up on how the league is going to handle this and how it may play into the way other leagues look at it and how they're taking some cues from baseball and basketball.
What I loved is how you got a tweet that combined Dr. Fauci and Hamilton. That's what I love.
Yeah.
I mean, your love for the coronavirus. And
I wouldn't say love. I like scientists.
Well, right.
I'm a fan of scientists who study this.
Well, right. But I thought we might have to play it a little bit.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's 30 seconds.
It's pretty good.
It's a little TikTok.
It's 7-Eleven ESPN 97.5, and it's Jeff Aronoff that I'm talking about now, and we're going to have a job. We get this house. We're going to have a job. The house wasn't completed, and there's a whole television room, and there's a bar area, and there's a bathroom and a bedroom, and got to do all the drywalling and the insulating. And you got to put in all of this stuff, and you got to design, and you got to do all of these things. And the first guy I thought of was Jeff Aronoff, and he's going to have to come over, and he's going to have to look at it, and he's going to have to tell me exactly what we're going to do here. And I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to be thrilled with it because Jeff does an unbelievable job. I don't need an architect. Jeff will be able to design it all. He will show me what it's going to look like, and we will get that job done, and it's going to be done really, really well because that's what Jeff Aronoff does every single day. If you're looking for that kind of stuff, you might not have unfinished business. You might have stuff that you need to replace, that countertop or that outdoor patio or your building that outdoor patio or kitchen. Well, that's what Jeff Aronoff is going to do. He's going to come to your home, and he's going to get that job done for you at 20% off because you're a 97.5 listener. If you have a big job, Jeff Aronoff is here for you. 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822. It's absolute marble and granite.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So a high school coach sent me, he said, at least we're going to play high school football this year. Yep, UIL determined that you're playing high school. Some leagues, I think 5 and 6 are playing conference, but 4 and under are all playing a full season. And you're going to, I don't know if they're going to require masks in the stands or whatever they're going to do. I will say this, you know, baseball feels like they got a ride. I heard Buster Olney on that said, yeah, baseball's just doing it right. They're testing and everything else. Well, when I'm watching in the dugouts, everybody's high-fiving and all together. I mean, the dugouts are crowded. There's no social distancing going on.
Well, so look, when you have so Dr. Alan Seals was on with us yesterday, and you know one of the things he talked about was viral shedding, right? And there is a belief, and this has been out there, that not a belief, but they found that you don't have the, you know, contracting it through touch is not as widespread as they initially thought. So that's, you know, it's going to be more of the aerosol, the droplets, you know, from sneezes and coughs and things like that, or talking with no mask, and if you have no mask, things like that. But so I don't think it's as big a concern for Major League Baseball, probably. The two masks, the doctor said, when we have found that when two people have a mask, it's very, very low. You can contract it, but it's a very low rate of being able to contract the disease. He said what they found is baseball's daily number now is like a fraction of 1%. Their testing numbers. Mm-hmm. They have an extremely low number. And he said something that made a lot of sense to me. Judy Batista asked him, or somebody asked him, well, what makes – so the NFL has said if their number is below 5% on daily testing, they will go to every other day. Instead of every day, they'll go to every other day with testing. Right now they're going every day. I talked to a guy with the Chiefs who told me what it was like. It was not the brain scraper. It's six swirls in the nose. They do it, but and then they get the results back within 24 hours. And it's not the – and I guess it's the – they feel like this is a very accurate number. But they also say – the doctor even said, look, you can test positive. You could have contracted a disease, test positive, and then not show any symptoms for – or not even test positive where you're where it's showing up for another 3 days. That can happen too, which is why they're testing on a frequent basis. But they said that, but he said that, you know, somebody asked, was it safe? Is it safe for players to be there? And he brought up a really good point. He said, we're going to be testing every day and then potentially every other day. We have a cleaning regimen that is off the charts for weight rooms, for offices, for everything, for practice facilities that is going to be off the charts. We're going to require masks. Everyone's going to have a mask, the whole nine yards. He said, when you really look at this, you are going to be safer. An NFL player is going to be safer at the facility than they would be any other place other than just sitting at their home. Anywhere else, a grocery store or whatever, anything that they would be doing, it's going to be safer because of the controlled environment in the NFL and how often we're testing and the processes we're putting in place. And that did make sense. And he said, to that point, look at Major League Baseball. Look at their numbers right now. Mm-hmm. Look at basketball, 0% test. Look at the places where they have protocols in place. And I said, you know, that's actually a really good point, where this is actually being not only taken very seriously, but they're going out of their way to do everything possible. These numbers have dropped like crazy. And he said, you're going to hear the numbers. He goes, the numbers, he basically said, I know the public, you know, he didn't say scare tactic, but the number that you hear from, 75 people tested positive. He said, the numbers at the outset, that's from people who have been out.
Yeah.
Out and about. Yeah. He said, tell me what the numbers are inside. And he said, you'll notice those numbers have plummeted. And that's why it, you know, and you could conceivably make a case. Remember when everyone talked about, and Dell, you brought this up too. Well, if there's no students on campus, we're not playing football. Actually, if there's no students on campus, it's the safest environment to play football.
Because, yeah.
Without question. If you have online learning, you could be in your own bubble for the most part.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and they will. Right. You know what? I just saw a study that found that they tested 16,000 people. They think that it's about 6 to 10 times as many people had it than thought they had
it.
Well,
if people weren't getting tested yet, and they didn't get tested.
Right. Yeah. And so these people are going to be tested all the time, and you're going to know, and you're going to be able to isolate them, as opposed to everybody spreading it because they don't even know they have it.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
So, yeah. No, it's very interesting.
They talked about the mask, and they think it's very breathable. And they think that players will get used to it, and it's not something that's going to impede.
Well, and it's interesting because I was watching you look at the dugout, and everybody's high-fiving after the Astros hit 17 homers, and everybody's high-fiving and score 80 runs against the Royals, and everybody's all in the dugout all together. And you think, well, all those guys tested, and they're all negative. Why shouldn't they all be together? They all can be together because they all tested negative.
Well, so soccer,
ESPN and every other mother, can we stop talking about Astros getting hit by pitches? ESPN right now has got Chipper Jones on, and they're looking at, oh, look at, they got hit by a pitch.
Three of them.
One was a curveball that got away from Sparkman, who's just it couldn't be a crappier pitcher. So so we can stop that. Altuve, Bregman barely, his shirt barely got hit. barely, and the pitcher was pissed because he got first base and he barely touched his shirt. And then Altuve, can we stop the bean count? Yahoo Sports, suck it, Yahoo Sports.
I hope, because you mentioned Chipper Jones, that actual baseball players kind of tamp down on the hysteria. Chipper should be like, well, one of those was a breaking ball that got away. Hopefully an actual baseball player says, relax, everyone.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they brought him on here to tell people to relax.
If it bleeds, it leads. This is going to be a headline the whole year.
Yeah, so everybody's looking for when the Astros are getting, every time they get hit. Now, Buster only brought up a pretty good point this morning. He says, I tell you this, somebody asked, are the Astros going to get, Mike Golick Jr., are the Astros going to be getting hit? Because we saw three guys get hit yesterday. Are the Astros going to be getting hit? He goes, well, we're going to talk about it. Are the Astros getting hit? But I don't know that they're going to get hit. Now, with two outs and nobody on in a blowout game, you might catch a guy.
You're going to have some guys who take some
shots. Yeah, they're going to take some shots. But the Royals have no reason to hit the Astros. They suck. What do they care that the Astros cheated? They suck.
They suck because the Astros hit the trash cans. The Royals, they cost so many jobs of Royals, probably.
Probably.
Yeah, they probably cost a lot of Royals jobs.
I think you guys.
I don't even think they played.
I think you guys are looking at the wrong way. Mostly baseball players are altruistic, and all they do is care about the integrity of the game. So the Royals are just defending the game's honor.
Mm. Oh, yep.
That's all they care about.
It's not about
the game's honor.
It's not about them. It's about the game's honor.
Suck it, everybody who's Astros bean count. I am so tired. I'll tell you what. You guys suck. You all suck. But Mike Greenberg, you suck. Chipper Jones, you suck. Laugh at the Astros getting hit. You suck.
You suck too.
Let's get TJ in here. Oh, is this Father TJ?
Father TJ.
Oh, sorry, Father TJ. I got a little emotional.
Did you hear all that,
Father TJ? You want to apologize
that's
to the Father?
Why you got to put up Father TJ?
I didn't take the call.
All right, from now on, just say Father TJ I don't go on a rant like that, Father TJ.
Hey, guys. I am super excited about this Astros season coming up. And we've seen this team embrace a cause, and I can see them embracing this cause. Like, we are going to get revenge on the world. They beat the heck out of the poor Royals yesterday. I mean, it's 15 runs and 5 home runs, and their approach at the plate looks so good. I think, Houston fans, you guys are in for something super special this season. It's the last time we might see Springer and Reddick and Brantley and Gurriel in an Astros uniform. I just see this team saying, we are going to get revenge on the world. We're going to embrace this. We are the bad guy. We are going to mash everybody. We are going to play as a team. And we're going to have a whole lot of fun doing it. So I'm super pumped. I can't believe the season's finally going to start on Friday. It's so exciting.
Well, you couldn't have scored 15 runs because they weren't at home and there were no trash cans, Father TJ. So I don't know what you saw, but that couldn't have been possible.
That was possible.
Yeah, because they didn't cheat.
And their approach was really good at the plate. And they looked very confident. And, God, I mean, it looked like regular season swings.
I will say this, though. The Royals. Really bad.
I'll take the under of anything.
It's a really
bad
team. But I'll tell you what, Altuve lined one in the left, a ball around his eyes. Springer went the other way with a homer. These guys I never even heard of. Taniello, they're taking him. I mean, Altuve leaves the game. That's a little scary, Altuve leaving the game already. But Altuve leaves the game, and his replacement comes in just homers. That's all. Degotti. What? Don't even know him. Never heard of him. I'm sure Niles heard of him, but I never heard of him. Degotti.
I didn't even see. By the way, is Blake Snell playing baseball or is he still playing video games? Did he end up playing? Remember, he was out on everything.
Well, right, because he wasn't going to make enough money, remember? It's not worth it to him.
It wasn't worth it, yeah.
Yeah, it's not worth it. He's playing baseball.
Is JJ going to quit football because of the mask?
Yeah, he's going to quit football. Okay. Who is, I'd like to know who the hell D. Garneau is. I want to know who Degotti is. Taniello, I know. I've heard of him before. But he homered a lot. I mean, dude, these guys are coming up. Now, you're going to have bigger rosters. Mm-hmm. So some of these guys, they actually might get in. We know Toro. Toro got the big hit that saved Verlander's no-hitter.
Right.
So we know him. But there's some guys coming up. Did you watch Enoli Paredes? Did you watch him?
Yeah. You sent that text about
that. Holy
crap. That's when I turned it on. I will say that I can multitask. I can watch Zoom meetings all day long and Astros baseball.
And Astros baseball. Mm-hmm. Dude, he's got a whip. Mm-hmm. Holy crap. crap was he dealing yesterday? Torres, little control problem. What with five walks in an inning?
Wasn't great.
No, that's not what we're looking for. But we got a scrub. That's awesome. Everybody thinks scrub sucks. Scrubs suck. No, we got a scrub that's pretty damn good. All right. He had five strikeouts in an inning. All of his outs were strikeouts.
You know, the main thing is going to be finding bullpen. You got to have four guys you can really count on. Every year they have at least four, sometimes five, at least for most of the year. And then at the end of the year, it's like you have a reshuffling of, okay, we can count on these two and this third guy kind of. Yeah. And then as it goes into the playoffs, like, okay, we can count on this one guy. And then kind of this guy and kind of that guy. We thought we could kind of count on Will Harris at one point last year in the postseason, and we saw what happened.
Well,
although it was a good pitch.
He had a great season.
But this is going to be...
No Pruitt, no Peacock, no Osuna, no Urquidy.
Yeah.
I mean, they're down to Devo.
Yeah, not having Peacock is a big deal.
That's kind of a big deal. 727 ESPN 97.5.
He can step into any number of roles for you.
I got my hair cut yesterday, and you didn't even say anything about it.
Yeah, I did. You know what? I noticed they took something off the side.
Yeah.
Is this?
Well, Dr. Linville.
Well, does he do haircuts now?
No, he didn't give me a haircut.
Oh, he didn't edge you up?
No. No, he didn't give me the haircut, but he gave me
the hair.
He gave me the hair to get cut.
Yeah.
But you didn't even say anything. But
hey, I noticed you have a lot of hair that needs to be cut.
So, anyway, Dr. Linville, and she was, I mean, she's awesome. And
Who is she? She's
my $12 haircut.
Okay.
Yeah. I go and get my $12 haircut.
Is this for Dr. Linville or the haircutting woman?
No, it's for Doc Linville. And you know what? Vissal was just like, oh my goodness, your hair looks great. It looks great. And you know what? Because she knew me before. Okay, when I didn't have any hair back there, and she was like, I can cut around this.
Now she's like, ugh.
Look how much work I got now.
What is this like? This is like getting through the rough cut
at the memorial. So, yeah, it was like the rough. And we talked to Mark Hubbard about the rough and memorial yesterday, which everybody loved. So, anyway, listen, if you're looking for hair, if you're looking for your hair to look great, if you're looking for, I mean, I really haven't felt this good about my hair. And she was like, it was amazing what she thought of my hair. And it's all because of Doc Linville and how easy this process is. The neo grafting, it's simple. You will love it. You get you can have a virtual consultation, free consultation with Doc Linville. If your hair if you're follically challenged, all you got to do is go to 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Fame, Mike Rozier, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, I want to apologize to Father TJ about my language right before I brought him on. You got to say it's Father TJ.
Just know he's always listening.
Well,
just like God's always listening, TJ's always listening.
Father TJ isn't always listening. He's got to cure people and cure save
he's
them.
He's not Benny Hinn.
He didn't say he's a miracle worker.
You don't know if Father TJ touches you. You don't know what happens.
Does he have a TV show?
He can heal stuff. You don't know. Okay. Does
Father TJ promote that aspect of his abilities?
No.
But I can promote it for him. He's not a self promoter.
He doesn't want your promotion.
He's not a self promoter. Okay.
Well, he would like you.
I believe in him. Church. Okay.
He's out in Kingwood.
I ain't going all the way up there
to be healed.
I've been going to. Well, I don't. I got a pimple on my ear.
What if Father TJ said? Now you have Doc Linville, but what if Father TJ said, "You know, you just came to me for that"?
Yeah, right. Would you touch the top of your head?
Would you have driven up to Kingwood?
You don't know.
Would you have gone out to Kingwood for that?
Have you ever? Okay. Father TJ ever heal you?
No.
You don't know because you never touched
him. How about Mikey Ball says, a priest getting pumped up about revenge is why I listen to 97.5 every morning. Well, TJ wasn't vengeful.
Oh, yeah, he did. Vengeance is ours, he said.
Did he say vengeance is ours?
Well, he said, we're going to get revenge.
You know, God's a vengeful God.
He kind of is.
In some books, yeah.
Yeah.
Depends on which the one book, you know, the Bible thing.
Depends on which testaments.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah.
I mean, there's some where he's not as vengeful.
David asked him to slay a lot of his enemies.
There's another one where he's like, ooh, a little more vengeful.
Yeah.
The Lord is a jealous and avenging God.
Mm-hmm.
That is
how about that?
Right out of the Bible.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Paredes is one of, remember, he was one of the ones that was mentioned in the article that Jake Kaplan had. He was one of the three minor leaguers to keep your eye on, and he talked about his whip-like arm. That he's undersized by Astro standards, but worked around 95 to 97, could really bring that gas, and yesterday was definitely the case there. And, you know, I tell you what, we'll get into – there's some football news that we didn't talk about yesterday. We need to talk about roster-wise. It'll make a difference. But the Astros right now, knowing that the season's coming up, this is getting me pumped up.
I know.
This is getting me pumped up. We're going baseball, basketball from one week to the next. And football will have people coming in. And if you missed it early in the show, you know, the NFL league doctor was talking to us yesterday about how one of the safest places you can be is at an NFL facility. Yeah. Well, that's going to be the case. That's going to be the case for baseball, for basketball, certainly in the bubble. They're going to make it one of the safest because they've got more testing, more protocols. Everyone's on board. There's not people like saying that their rights are violated or whatever. They'll wear the mask. They'll do everything they can to make sure that their sport still goes. And if that's the case, you know, we've got things like economies we could get going. And if you Major League Baseball, I think if football's below 5% testing, and one person brought up, that seems kind of high for you to be. They said, yeah, but 5% at the initial stages over the first 2 weeks. Coronavirus comes from outside, not inside typically. So if it's 5% or below, we think we're in good shape to keep going, and we'll see those numbers keep dropping. Just like baseball, just like basketball, the numbers dropped the longer they were there. If that's the case, then that gives me a lot more confidence about getting through league-wide stuff. And talking to somebody from the league yesterday, he basically said, you know, the real question is, for them is going to be, the big concern is kids going back to school. Because, you know, and he brings up a good point. He said, not at the beginning, but as fall comes back and you've got more flu, you've got flu season that kicks in, and then you've got, you know, coronavirus still hanging around, and you've got kids at school coming back into the homes. He said, you know, you could give that to people who work, let's just say, for example, who work on an NFL team and then they go into a facility. That's going to be the real key, is getting it tested, finding out, and isolating quickly. He said, but the good thing is we're getting tested so much that once they get it, they'll isolate us. And he said, you know, if you're not in bunches, it's easier to contact trace, because they've been educated on how the contact tracing is going to work. And for the league, it's going to be way easier than for us and the general public.
Oh, yeah.
They're in the same place every single time.
Yeah.
With the same people.
Yeah, but like I said, if one of those Astros, now you're going to trace it to how many guys are going to be, you know, are in contact in close proximity to that guy. Hopefully, you know, they're going to be traveling. I think the bubble where the NBA is the safest place you can possibly be.
Absolutely.
These guys worried about themselves. Good Lord. They can't be any safer. Now, Major League Baseball teams have to travel. They have to stay in hotels. They have to eat in dining rooms. They're, you know, so it's going to be a lot more difficult. What's funny is, you know, like at the Red Sox said that they're using their suites and there is as a locker room. They're not going to all go into the locker room. I guess they're going to space. So everybody can't go into the locker room. So they're using their suites at the ballpark, two to a suite, as a locker room. Well, then they all go down to the dugout together and hang out. What the hell?
I mean, yeah, it doesn't. You would think that if it's okay for dugout, it's okay for
the dugouts.
They wear masks in dugouts too.
They weren't wearing one in the Astros dugouts.
But the dugouts are outside. I think they're trying to limit as much as they can. And the clubhouse, you're inside, so you're trying to limit the amount of people inside at once.
Yeah. Yep, yep.
That's a good point. But they, but I think what you, here's another thing the guy brought up. He goes, look, at the end of the day, we're just going to be reliant upon football players. Just, you know, he said, hey, can you just do what you got to do for 5 months? Just handle your business for 5 months, and then there's a chance it'll all be over. Just for 5 months of your career, can you just sit tight and not take a bunch of chances, not have house parties and all this stuff? Can you just do that for 5 months?
I was wondering how much of personal responsibility is being preached, because the NFL can do as much as they like. They can't take choice away from the players like the NBA and the NHL can, because they don't have bubbles, or the MLS has because they have a bubble. You're going to have to depend on personal responsibility. Can you set aside what you might not consider selfish because it's your freedom to do things for 5 months?
I think that the NFL, I think they are preaching personal responsibility, but it has to come from inside the team. Like Andy Reid can say it. Bill O'Brien can say it. Doug Peterson can say it. They can say it as much as they want, and they will, and I think that's important. But it's going to be ultimately guys in each locker room. If the locker room has a highly respected or heavy-handed leader like the old Ravens with Ed Reed and Ray Lewis, I mean, whatever they said went. That was the culture. And if that's what they're preaching, that's what you did. If Houston has a guy like that, just using Houston for example, if it's Deshaun, if it's JJ, if it's Tunsil, if it's Bernardrick McKinney, I don't know. That will, if you have a heavy veteran presence that the young guys lean on, then I think you have a much better chance. If you have kind of a renegade locker room where there's no real leadership, that's going to be, and you have guys who are kind of just immature by nature, which every locker room is going to have some of those guys. If the immature guys don't want to get in trouble with the veterans, they're going to handle their business. If they have a weak locker room, then they're going to do whatever they want to do. So that's going to be the thing. But yeah, they're preaching personal accountability. The only way this works is personal accountability. That's the only way it works. And we see in the general public, personal accountability doesn't last a long time. You had early on, you saw pretty good, you know, and we have different professional athletes have, you know, theirs is different than the real world where you have people who are trying to want to get back to work and want to get their small businesses going. I get all that. That's a totally different thing where people's financial their ability to provide for themselves and their family is at stake if they're a small business. But you would hope that NFL players and basketball and baseball could just say, you know what, just 4 to 5 months of just handling our business and we're good.
You know, it probably went on under the radar for plenty of athletes and maybe just even sports fans. But even we don't know what happened with Dallas and Nashville, those two MLS teams who got sent home. All the other teams have had no problems. But the Orlando team from the NWSL, apparently through Twitter detectives and Venmo detectives, it was found out that a couple of their young players went to a bar right before they're about to head out for their tournament, and the whole team, and it spread through the team, and now that they couldn't show up for the tournament. That's an example of you couldn't even hold out for a week before we went to Utah. So personal responsibility is a huge deal. You could short circuit your entire season.
And you know you'll post it on social media.
Yeah, it was on
so
Instagram.
So, of course, the clues will be out there for you to find.
Well, it'll be right there. Yeah. Did you guys know that it's National Wing Day and Jax is coming with wings today?
We did not know that.
And I hope they better bring fries.
With him it's always, fries. I mean, it's always so disrespectful the way that people try to bring him gifts. And
it's never enough.
The wise men come bring him gifts and little baby Jesus over there is like, I'm sorry, myrrh? Did you bring any fries?
Gold?
Gold is
incense.
Frankincense? Yeah.
Frankincense.
Frankincense
myrrh.
Is great. Did you bring myrrh ranch?
Myrrh sucks. Who wanted myrrh? Did anybody ask for myrrh?
Hey,
no. Listen.
Here are different
I was
flavored,
hoping for some silver.
Here's different flavored wings for you.
Can I get... I asked for all flats. Excuse me. If you're just going to... I wanted all flats. You're bringing me drumsticks? We got a problem.
Hmm. So why are people...
I don't mind that.
Why are some people... Yeah, there's people... There's a lot of people who come down in very strongly in favor of drumsticks or very strongly in favor of the flats.
I won't toss free food away, but if I had a choice, when I make orders where I pay for
you like to work harder to get the meat off?
I go flats.
You like to work harder to get the meat off?
A lot of people go drumsticks.
I think they taste better. Drumsticks are actually more expensive. Like if you go all drumsticks at certain places, it's more expensive. Yeah.
No, that's right.
Well, you're going economically. I don't care because Jax is bringing it for free. I mean, But
if they fries, don't bring fries,
fries would be nice.
Have you ever tasted Jack's fries?
No.
Then how do you know you really, really want them?
Oh, I really want them. They're good. Because.
No, I have. You have. So Snacks' birthday
so
was.
So we used to go there after Little League games. Yeah,
Snacks'
it's right down
birthday
the street.
Was July 11th. And for his birthday, he wanted Jax's wings. That's his, like, he loves wings. And, well, he also can't wait to go to Fogo de Chao. Somebody got him a gift card because, you know, he will eat the fat off a steak. I've never seen a bigger carnivore as a child in my entire life.
My dad used to always show me the fat on the steak. Here.
And that's what he wants. Here, he loves steak. So for his lunch, his birthday lunch, Jack's wings. For his dinner, steak. Mm-hmm. That's what he wants.
That's nice. I like that. All right, 743 ESPN 97.5. What about Craig DeSerf? Does he like fat? I don't know.
Craig DeSerf as an opportunity to gather
when he
energy
was here,
if
he
he's
was,
doing keto.
He was flexing at
yeah,
me.
Yeah, he will flex at you. That's what he does. He used to be an amateur bodybuilder. And now he's just flexing on other car dealerships. And the reason's simple. My friends over at Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC, they have such a great it's such a great family atmosphere over there. You feel very comfortable. You don't feel rushed. Their vehicles, I remember when they were at 111, they're up to 142, and that's new vehicles. There's a lot of new vehicles right now that are coming onto the lot that weren't there before as cars began to trickle in from production, as production had halted for quite some time. There's employee pricing going on for everyone on most 2020 Buick SUV models, and the same thing can be said for the 2020 GMC SUV models. Just like, for example, the Yukon. The Yukon is a fantastic SUV, but how about the Terrain if you're looking for something a little smaller and a little sportier and something with a different price point? There is something for everyone at Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC, and you can start your car buying experience right there online at LanceZCars.com. That's LanceZCars.com. And don't forget, our good friends over at Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC are going to give you the best value you can get on your trade-in. So you are going to be in great shape with Gulf Coast. Go to Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC. Go to LanceZCars.com. Out in Angleton, they're waiting for you.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 713-780-3776. Let's go. Who wants to talk Astros baseball? I mean, I really got excited. Were you locked in on that game? Well, you were in a meeting. Dell was locked in. I did get
locked in at one point.
Yeah.
It was really exciting. It was exciting to see them just rake it all over the yard. They got off to a quick start offensively, and then they just kept piling on. Like, it was nonstop.
I don't mind no fans.
It didn't make any difference to me. It's going to make it for people who mostly watch on TV like I do. What's the difference?
Yeah.
I learned that with soccer. It didn't matter. Once I had a little bit of crowd noise pumped in, and baseball doesn't. Baseball has crowd noise at different times. Now, it would make a difference in the playoffs when you have people who stand and create ambiance. I will say it could hurt basketball and baseball during the playoffs, but I think they're going to – NBA's pumping in crowd noise, right, Dell? I think they're doing
I don't know
it.
If they said that. We got to look at what it'll actually look like. One of the courts – From their biggest facility at Disney is they showed. I think both courts or three of the courts are going to look similar. But I don't know. I don't know what they said. Now the scrimmages will start today. The Clippers will be against Orlando. You can find that someplace. Now the Clippers now have four guys who won't be participating early because Pat Bev left the bubble as well. But you'll get a feel of what that will actually look like today because the scrimmages will be on TV in certain places. But I don't know about crowd noise. As far as the NBA is concerned.
So what's the Rockets schedule? They play Toronto Thursday? Tomorrow, is it? Or Friday? No, it's Friday, isn't it? They got Toronto, and you can watch it on NBA TV, right?
Yeah.
They scrimmage Friday against Toronto.
Their first two games, scrimmages will be on NBA TV, and then I think the other one will be just on the local broadcast here. So if you guys are interested in trying to get a feel of what the bubble will actually look like as far as games, you can start that today at, like, I think the first game's at 3:30.
So Black Lives Matter on the court.
That's, yep, and like you said, we watch a TBD tournament and try to figure out what it'll look like. Instead of, like, a backdrop, there'll be screens all around the court.
For advertising?
Well, or just game atmosphere.
I'm sure.
I mean, because they were showing some stuff where, I guess, the Miami Heat official account showed on those boards, like, Miami stuff. So I'm not sure how that'll play out, maybe through an introductions or a run in the game. I'm not sure, but there'll be some team-specific stuff on those boards, too.
Well, that'll be cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's going to look great.
Yeah,
I thought the TBT looked great.
It was fine.
Yeah, yeah.
It was fine. They were a little more limited with their camera angles. I think the NBA will go out of their way to have angles on angles on angles.
Because they had the one backdrop that the cameras were facing. The NBA will probably be four-sided, where you can use cameras behind. That one camera that goes behind, you know, on the court, above the court.
So what would be a great idea is for the NBA to have a couple of cameras that are specific to online content. If you want to stream and go to a site and be your own producer where you watch cameras, just like NBA 2K does, or any video game, you get to choose your camera angle. I think that's the future of football, for example, because so many people are into coaches tape and they've done this in CBS. I think at some point the NFL with their college will do it, but I think the NFL with their Sunday Ticket will give people a chance to have an end zone view at some point or a sideline view. I think they're going to, which gives you the full field. It's not the same as what you're seeing on TV, but it allows you to see all the action like you would see if you're at a game.
Yeah.
I think they'd be smart to do that this year.
I like sitting behind at NRG, behind the game and watching from the end zone view. Lorenzo is here. He wants to talk about his Astros. What do you say, Lorenzo?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
How you doing?
Question for you. I feel like anybody who has the still crying tears about the Astros can cry two separate tears in two separate buckets. But do you think that is there any factor going on, be it with the shortened season, be it with maybe people having cabin fever? Do you think there's any factor that makes pitchers or teams more compelled to being the Astros more than just the initial cheating? So, like, being that, you know, it's a shortened season, so, you know, if I get kicked out or thrown out a game or whatever, or does that take away from it? Is there any factors that add or take away other than the actual 2017 incident, quote-unquote incident, that's going to make Astros full vulnerable?
Yeah, that's a good question. I hadn't thought about that, but I guess, so the first guy to hit the Astros, if it's deemed with malice, it's still going to bring only a warning, I would assume, unless, now, once it happens in a series, if it's deemed to be intentional and there's a little bit of a dust up, there will be a warning for the next game too. And anyone who hits could be sanctioned. It would be the same thing. Five games if you're a starter, I would assume.
The rosters will be expanded, so there are more pitchers on the roster, so you can afford to get tossed and have another guy behind you. Not suspended, but if you do hit somebody, so you're going to have, the rosters are going to be up to 30 players with a minimum of 25. 2 weeks later, those rosters will be trimmed to 28 and then 26 2 weeks after that. So you will, early in the season, you'll have more guys. I think that the time that has elapsed since the initial, if the baseball season would have gone on immediately when it was supposed to, and if there were fans on the stands, I think there would be a lot more emotion. I know players are still disgusted with the Astros, but I think that maybe some of that has dissipated because of the pandemic, because of George Floyd, because of everything that's going on. I think that some of that has to have gone away because of the time that has elapsed. But, you know, there are still guys. Listen, guys are going to get hit. The Mets got hit how many times? I think the Mets led the league last year in getting hit, and guys getting hit, and they weren't any good. yet they continue. They got hit the most in the big leagues. You're just going to get hit. Because here's the deal with the Astros, especially, too, is I think with Altuve and Bregman getting hit back-to-back, it's we have to establish the inside of the plate. Neither of those pitches were, I don't think they were purpose pitches. I think we got to pitch inside. Otherwise, they're going to destroy us. Springer went the other way. Altuve singled in Springer the other way. Springer homered the other way. You can't just pitch it out over the plate. They're going to get hit because the pitchers have to establish the inside corner. If they don't, they're going to get destroyed. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of this is incidental. And the Springer getting hit, he was hit by a curveball by a really bad pitcher. That had absolutely nothing to do with anything. So, listen, we haven't even talked about Toronto. Toronto having to play all of their games on the road, which is
going to stink. Canada made that determination, and that's that.
Yeah,
they're like, yeah, we're not. This isn't going to be a fluid situation. From what I understand, this is it.
That's it. No, that's it. And so they're looking at Pittsburgh, Buffalo.
Is that fair, though, to just say this is the way it's going to be and that's that?
Well, what are you going to do? The country says we can't. Well, now, Toronto had said, the city had said, they're Ontario or wherever Toronto is, I don't know. What is their area? What is their region? Whatever it's called. Toronto said yes, and then the Canadian government said, nope, you ain't doing it here. So, beat it. So Buffalo said they've got a minor league stadium, and they said, no, we want to be in a major league stadium. They're going to have some overlap with Pittsburgh and there, but not too many. But listen, you could play a day game and a night game with no fans in the stands. Why can't you play a doubleheader at a park? You could start at noon in Pittsburgh and then have a 7 o'clock game because those guys will just be gone at 3:30. And then you can play in the night game because there's no fans coming in and out. But where are you going to share the locker room and all of these things? Toronto's going to be 60 road games. That's going to suck for them. Mm-hmm. Not that they're a young team, but that's going to suck. I mean, I don't care. They're going to be fine. They're going to stay in really nice hotels. So I'm not worried about Toronto and their players. But That's a tough situation for a team.
I'm praying for Toronto.
You're praying for him?
I'm praying for him.
I wonder if Father TJ would pray for him.
# pray for Toronto.
Pray for the Blue Jays.
It does suck. It does suck that you're on the road the whole time. But then again, there could be some players with some kids. And they're like, I got baseball.
I can't. What do you mean?
It's Major League Baseball. It's Canada. So
they can't come. They can't
come
here.
They can't come home. What do you want me to do?
I'm in a hotel room. You want the kids in the hotel room?
You know what? This isn't good. You know what Eric Layden does in hotel rooms? He talked about this on Off Script Podcast.
I don't want to know what
me.
Eric Layden does.
When he goes to, well, it's not what you think. When he goes places and he knows he's going to be there, like shooting for Eric is an actor. And so when he's going to be there for several months on end, he goes to Target and goes and gets picture frames and puts pictures of his family. He goes and gets brand new sheets and he puts on his own sheets and he turns it into his own little. He's also kind of a germaphobe, but yet he completely tricks out his whole hotel to be like an apartment. Would you do something like that?
No. Does the hotel clean his sheets or does he have to buy sheets every week, new sheets every week?
He only has them come in at certain times. He has them come in, take everything off, take your menus out of here. Empty the mini fridge because this is going to be my fridge now of all your stuff that you have in there. Take every magazine out of here. He has them take everything out, strip the whole thing.
But if he's an actor, so he's in places for a certain amount of time, I'm in the logistics. Will the hotel clean his sheets or?
I think so. I think so.
Yeah, but then they got to make sure they give him his. They clean his sheets separate. And
well, I think he does that at first, and then the hotel can bring in sheets. He doesn't know what was. I think it's like the first set of sheets he's going to sleep on are his. Then he takes it off, and they can put their own sheets on. Once he knows he's got for sure fresh sheets, I think that's how it works for him. Mm-hmm. But he tricks out his whole hotel room to look like an apartment. You know what I do? Mine is a mess. I don't care.
No. No one cares about a hotel.
I don't care about.
You got to come in. My stuff's all over the floor.
He's like, he won't go to Airbnbs because he just thinks he's too grossed out by Airbnbs. I'm like, you go to hotels. Way more despicable stuff happens in a hotel per capita.
Oh, yeah. Gross. Hey, I did a...
Seen any of those fetish videos?
While you
terrible.
Were...
No. Does he stay in those type of hotels?
I don't want to. I got to do a Lance Loken commercial now, well, and you're talking about fetish videos
one,
in a hotel room?
Two, hold that camera.
Three.
And I want to talk about Lance Loken. While Lance was on his NFL call yesterday, I was on a virtual call with Lance Loken. What a great guy, he and his wife and family. And it is unbelievable. Like, they're the number one real estate group in the country, in the world. Literally in the world. That's how big these people are. Oh, and oh, by the way, if you want to work with Lance Loken and this group, they're looking for people. Go to the Loken Group. .com, L-O-K-E-N, thelokengroup.com. They are looking for realtors. They're looking for people that, if you want to be part of the biggest and best in the world, that's what's happening at Lance Loken. And now here's the deal that's going on too. Listen, there's a shortage of houses. People are looking to buy right now. With the interest rates the way that they are, and for whatever reason, because of the pandemic, there are more buyers out there than there are sellers. So this is an unbelievable time. It's like, and I asked them, I said, it seems like it's always an auction for you guys. It's not really selling the house and maybe someone will make an offer. It's like, no, I'm bidding this. Well, oh no, somebody else has bid higher. Well, we'll bid higher. Now all of a sudden it becomes an auction as opposed to a sale. So this is what is happening at the Loken Group. The percentage of what you're asking for is the highest with the Loken Group. Like, you're getting 97%+ of whatever is asked for all of their homes. And in a lot of cases, over what you're asking. So if you're looking for the best way to go about this, you go with thelokengroup.com. It's part of the Keller Williams Platinum Group. And you can make an immediate cash offer. He's other got all the guarantees as well. Thelokengroup.com, 281-861-4624.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.